Good morning, everybody.
好吧，我们请大家一起，我们来读一个地方的圣经。
Let's read a portion of the scripture together.
啊，新约圣经罗马书第三章。
The New Testament, the book of Romans, chapter 3.
罗马书第三章第十节到第十二节。
Romans chapter 3, verses 10 to 12.
罗马书第三章第十节
Romans chapter 3 verse 10
就如经上所记没有义人连一个也没有
As it is written, there is none righteous, not even one
没有明白的没有寻求神的
There is none who understands, there is none who seeks for God
都是偏离正路一同变为无用没有行善的连一个也没有
All have turned aside. Together they have become useless. There is none who does good. There is not even one.
好，我们一起低头，再有点祷告。
Let's bow for another word of prayer.
我们在天上的父，我们何等的感谢赞美你。
Our Father who is in heaven, we give you our thanksgiving and our praise.
所以你让我们今天能够一同聚集在你的面前。
That we can gather together in your name today.
父，我们求你特别保守来到我们中间。还在寻求真理的人
And we ask you to keep those amongst us who are still looking for the truth.
巴不得在今天在这个地方他们能够遇见你
So that today they could meet you here.
遇见我们的耶稣基督
To meet our Lord Jesus.
这样祷告来是奉耶稣基督的名
We pray this in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 刚才我们念的这段圣经告诉我们
So the passages in the Bible that we just read tell us
没有义人连一个也没有。
There is no one righteous, not even one.
没有行善的，连一个也没有。
There's no one who does good, not even one.
用更直白的话来讲，就是说这个世界上没有一个好人。
To put it more plainly, that's just to say there's no good person on this earth.
我们心里边就想，这怎么可能呢
？Immediately, our heart thinks, how could this be?
怎么会有这么绝对的事情
？How could this be such an absolute thing?
这个世界上怎么可能没有一个好人
？How could there be no good person on this earth?
所以我们的理解就是，可能这只是圣经的说法而已。
So our explanation will be that perhaps this is just a saying in the Bible.
我们人有我们人的标准。
Man has, we have our own standard.
大家看过一个美国电影叫《辛德勒的名单》没有
？Has anyone seen this American film called Schindler's List?
这个电影乃是讲到有一个德国的商人。
This movie speaks about a German businessman.
他在那个二战期间挽救了有1100个犹太人。
In World War II, he saved about 1100 Jews.
否则他们都会进到犹太人的那个集中营，可能就会死掉。
Otherwise, all these Jews would have gone to the concentration camps and died.
但是很少，这个故事很有名是真实的。
So this story is very famous and is a true story.
但是很少有人知道，其实还有另外一个故事。
But there's another story that is not as famous.
不太为人所知道。
Not many people know of it.
就是讲到一个英国人，他的名字叫温顿。
I speak with an Englishman, his name was Winton.
他是一个伦敦那个股市这个交易员。
He was a London trader.
Yes, okay, 就是那个股市上的。那么他也应该是很有钱的。
He was very wealthy.
当初呢，就是也是在二战期间，他本来是要计划去捷克一个国家，也是欧洲的，去度假，去滑雪。
And during World War II, he was going to go to a Czech Republic, a country in Europe, to go on vacation.
等他到了捷克以后，发现那有一批很大一批犹太的孩子。
Once he got to the Czech Republic, he discovered there was a big group of Jewish children.
Right. 他就跟那个被那个纳粹德国扣留在捷克这个国家。
Who were detained by the Nazis in the Czech Republic.
他们的父母亲已经被送到集中营去了。
Their parents had already been sent to the concentration camps.
所以这个英国人就跟那个纳粹的那个军人说，能不能把这批孩子给我
？And so this Englishman asked the Nazi officer, "Can you give this group of children to me?"
很特别，还真是就把这个大约669个犹太的那个孩子就给了这个英国商人。
Amazingly, they gave this group of children about 669 children to this Englishman.
然后这个人就想办法把他们。运回英国，而且给他们找了那个寄宿的那个家庭，就寄养的家庭。
And so he found a way to transport these children to England, and also found them families to live with. and adopt them.
这事情他做完就忘了，他自己就忘了。
After he did this thing, he forgot about it.
50年以后，他都已经80多岁了。
50 years later, he was already in his 80s.
有一天早晨，他的妻子就在那个二楼上，这个楼顶上打扫卫生，就发现一份名单。
His wife one morning was cleaning the attic and found this list.
就是有当时他记载的一些犹太儿童的名字、孩子的名字和他们对应的那个领养他们的家庭。
It was a list of the children's names and also their adoptive families.
哦，他妻子都非常震惊啊。
His wife was very surprised.
Yeah. 就把这份名单就给了研究纳粹大屠杀的那个学者。
And so she gave this list to researchers of the Holocaust.
但是后来那个英国电视 BBC 也就知道这件事了。
And eventually, the English TV program BBC also became aware of this.
那么就邀请这个老人已经80几岁坐在轮椅上。
And so they invited this old Englishman now in a wheelchair.
邀请他去电视节目去谈他当时的这个故事的情形。
Invited them to a TV program to talk about the condition during that time in his story.
当那个这个人Winton 把他的故事给大家讲了以后。
So after Winton told his story,
然后那个主持人就问观众，你们中间有没有当时被这个人救的儿童？
The host asked the audience, is anyone here who was one of the children that he saved?
所有的观众都站起来。
The entire audience stood up.
站起来，然后还拿着一个标语上写着，谢谢你给了我新的生命。
And they stood up and also had a sign that said to him, thank you for giving me a new life.
哦，那个老人看到热泪盈眶啊。
The old man saw this and his eyes were filled with tears.
然后他说一句话。
And then he said this.
看起来是做了一件了不起的事。
It seems like I did something that wasn't too bad.
Remarkable. 但是我当时没觉得有什么。
But at that time I didn't think anything of it.
他活了106岁，2015年去世的。
So he lived to be 106 years old and died in 2015.
可惜他不信神。
But regrettably, he did not believe in God.
那他是不是个好人？
So is he a good person?
他是不是一个好人？
Is he a good person?
他是个做好事不留名的人。
He did something great without making a name for himself.
我们都知道在这个世界上没有十全十美的人。
We all know that on this earth, there is no one who is perfect.
但是只要你是人，你一定有善良的一面。
But if you are a man, then you definitely have a good side.
而且往往这个善良是在灾难中，在那个黑暗的时候，特别显出他的那个感人和耀眼的地方。
And this goodness in times of darkness and disaster comes out and can become very touching and eye-catching.
这就是今天人们所说的人性的光辉。
And this is what people say today is the brilliance of human nature.
Yeah, was a humanity.
Or humanity.
Right, exactly. So, 圣经里边把这个叫做人的良心。
And in the Bible, they call this man's conscience.
大家知道吗？人类社会能够发展到今天的这个文明。
You know that today, that civilization can come to this point today.
都是要归功于人心里面这个良心。
Is because of this innate this conscience in man.
Yeah,
attributed to man's conscience.
因为在人的良心的里面有一个与生俱来的道德标准。
Because in man's conscience there is this innate moral standard.
比如说不可杀人，不可奸淫。
For example, you cannot murder, you cannot commit adultery.
对，然后不可偷盗，也不可撒谎，这样的事情在我们良心里面谁都有，对不对？
So you can't steal, you can't lie. This is all evident in our conscience.
还有孝敬父母。
Also to honor your parents.
正是因为人类良心里面这些道德标准，驱使这个人类社会能够发展到今天的那个文明。
And it's because of this moral standard of the of our conscience that we have this continuous progress of human society.
而且人类的法治也是基于这个变得越来越完善。
And it's also because
法律哈。
It's also because of this that our legal system continues to improve.
但是自始至终人的良心这边这个道德标准都高于人的这个法律这个社会制度。
But man's conscience moral standard is actually higher than the legal system standard.
在我们都知道在大概20多年前吧，这个德国东西的两国统一。
We know about over 20 years ago, East and West Germany were unified.
Right. 那么 东因为、当时呢在统一之前不是东柏林有一道墙叫柏林墙，大家知道这回事儿对吧？
We all know that before that there was a wall called the Berlin Wall in East Germany.
很多人从东的这边啊，共产党这边，如果要跨过悄悄的或者勇敢的跨过柏林墙，要逃到西德那边有自由嘛，繁荣。
We know that there are many people on the East German side who wanted to secretly or they did quite very bravely and cross over the wall to go over to the west side to be free.
那当两德统一以后呢？就有一个东原来东德共产党东德这边的士兵被起诉。
After the two sides were unified, there was a soldier who on the communist East Germany side.
Yeah, was shoot him. 那么，因为他当时开枪射杀了一个想要翻越柏林墙到西德的一个平民。
Because at that time he had opened fire and killed someone who was trying to cross over the Berlin Wall to the other side. Right.
那么在这个法庭上这个辩护律师就这样陈述。
And so he was being prosecuted for that. And so in court they were saying,
他说这只是一个士兵而已。
In court his defense lawyer said, he is just a soldier.
他执行命令是军人的天职。
Executing his order was his duty.
Right. 如果是说他开枪把那个人杀死有罪的话，那罪不在于这个士兵。
If he is guilty for opening fire and killing this man, but the guiltdoes not lie with him.
应该是在执政的当局或者是他的上级。
It lies with the military or those of his higher ups.
所有的那个旁听席上的人都同意这个辩护词，认为这个士兵没有罪。
All those who were listening in the gallery agreed with this defense and said that this soldier was innocent.
但是法官说了几句话。
But the judge said a couple of words.
他说作为一名军人看见有人翻墙越境。
So he says,being a soldier and you see someone who is crossing over the wall and going to the other side of the boundary,
如果他不开枪不执行上级的命令他是有罪的。
If he does not open fire, then he is actually at fault.
Yeah, guilty.
He is guilty.
但是你可以有你这个士兵可以有打不准的权利。
But you as a soldier can miss your mark.
因为打不准是你的权利。
Having an inaccurate aim or missing your mark is your right.
当你用枪瞄准那个你的同胞的时候
，When you're aiming your gun at your fellow citizen，
为什么不可以把枪口抬高一厘米
？Why can't you raise the muzzle of your gun 1 centimeter？
因为那一厘米是你的良心。
That 1 centimeter is your conscience.
在这个事件里面
，In this world，
在这个事件上之上还有良心。在这个事件之上。
Oh, and above that, there is also your conscience.
而且当良心和那个法律在这个事件之上有法律，法律之上有良心啊。
So, as well, you have your conscience, and above the conscience is, I mean, you have your law, and above the law is your conscience.
当这个良心和法律冲突的时候
，When your conscience and the law go against each other,
那么良心是你的行为的最高准则。
Your conscience is the higher code of conduct.
当这个士兵听完了法官讲的话
，After the soldier finished listening to these judges' words，
他眼睛含着眼泪
，His eyes were filled with tears。
转过去对着那个被害人的父母
，He turned to the victim's parents。
然后鞠一躬说对不起
，He bowed and said I'm sorry。
把枪口抬高一厘米
，To raise the muzzle of the gun 1 centimeter。
今天在西方国家成了良心的代名词。
Represents the conscience in the Western world.
Right. 那么它是整个人类社会的根基。
This is the foundation of the entire human society.
其实所有人类的宗教信仰都是基于这个良心。
Today's all of the religious beliefs have come from this source.
Yes. 比如说你佛教把这个良心叫做什么？叫做福性。
So what does Buddhism call this conscience? They call it Buddhahood.
对，然后共产党宣称说，因为人是善良的。
And the Communist Party says that because man is good.
所以将来有一天我们可以建造成为人类最高的社会，叫共产主义社会。
So one day man can create this highest form of society called the Communist Paradise Society.
但是人的良心就这么可靠吗
？But is man's conscience really that reliable?
我想大家最近都已经看到那个香港的示威游行，是不是？尤其关注中国的人。
I think everyone recently knows of the demonstrations in Hong Kong, especially if you're Chinese.
请问你站在哪一边？
Can we ask which side are you standing on?
你是支持中国政府、香港政府镇压那些示威的学生吗？
Do you agree that the Chinese government should suppress those students?
还是应该倾听他们的民主祈求？
Or should the government listen to those ask for democracy?
Right. 你知道现在两边都在对骂。
We know right now the two sides are yelling at each other.
左边的人说啊，中国政府对你香港就像你的亲妈一样。
The left is saying that China to Hong Kong is like your biological mother.
Right. 然后呢，每一天都把什么新鲜的蔬菜水果。
And every day it gives you fresh vegetables and fruits.
还有水啊、电啊、气都源源不断的送往你香港。
And also water, electricity, and gas continually sent it to Hong Kong every day.
所以我们中国究竟欠你香港什么？
So what does China owe you, Hong Kong?
你们怎么那么没有良心？
How could you have no conscience?
对，那么反过来，这右边人又说，
On the other side, people on the right say,
就是说你中国就是个后妈而已。
That China, you are like a stepmother.
Right. 你每次你中国遇到大灾难的时候，我香港都是挺身而出，第一个站出来。
Every time you, China encounters a disaster, it is I, Hong Kong, who steps up to the plate.
比如说汶川大地震，我们四川汶川大地震的时候，你知道香港的捐款啊，是全世界所有国家的捐款的总和还要多，那么小一个地方。
You know, during the Wenchuan earthquake,、
yeah.
that what Hong Kong donated was more than all the rest of the world donated combined.
Right. 所以他们说，你们中国政府翻脸比翻书还快。
And so they say the Chinese government, you vacillate even more quickly.
Yeah, you change your face more than your page. I don't know how to say that in English.
You change your mind too quickly.
Yeah, exactly. 所以想问大家，双方谁的良心是对的？
So we ask, whose conscience is correct on either side?
你知道今天在美国有很多社会问题。
You know, there are many problems in today's American society.
是根本没有答案的。
Many do not have answers.
比如说种族的那个歧视的问题。
For example, racial discrimination.
Right. 然后呢，还有比如说今天的非法移民，但怎么样去对待他们？
Or illegal immigration, how do we handle this today?
或者说同性恋的婚姻啊，究竟应该有还是不应该有
？Or same-sex marriage, should it be or not be?
你知道表面上这些问题都是什么价值观的取向不同，对不对？
No, On the surface, it seems like this is an issue of having a different value system.
Exactly. 因为这个好像是这个价值观不同，所以就导致人的不同，或者说是法律的不同，对不对？法律的那个问题。
It's because we have a different value system, therefore, the laws are different.
但是你归根结底去深究，你发觉是良心问题。
But if you go to the root of the problem, you find that it's a conscience issue.
你知道美国最高法院投票在决定一个重大问题、社会问题的时候，你知道他们投票，我们以为是根据宪法。
So you know that in the highest court, in the Supreme Court in the U.S., if when they make a decision
on things, important issues,
on important issues,
it's 好像是他们 according to 那个宪法。那个宪法 constitution。
We think that they do make a decision according to the constitution.
其实宪法都是一步，但是他们的投票完全是根据他们的良心。
So the constitution does make a portion of the decision, but it's also based off of their conscience.
但是你发现为什么他们的投票这么不一样啊？总是这边三个，这边四个的，是不是
？Well, why is it that their decision is always contradictory? It's 4-3.
再给大家一个例子，你知道今天毛泽东对不对？我们大陆来的人都知道毛泽东。
Another example, you know, Mao Zedong.
他在现在相当一部分中国人的心里面，良心的深处，他是像神一样的大救星。
So we know that in the hearts of many Chinese, he is like a godlike savior.
Yes. 那么在另外一些中国人的心里面，他却是像希特勒那样的恶魔。
But in the hearts of other Chinese, he is like a demon, like Hitler.
为什么人的良心的判别啊，是非的判别，为这么天差地别？
So why is it that our consciences can be so different?
好，有的人说是三观，确实，因为我们的三观影响我们良心的是非判。
Some people say it's because of our outlook on life, and it's true that our outlook often influences.
既然良心在这个世界里边是最高的道德标准了，比法律高，对不对？
So we know that conscience is the highest standard, even above the legal standard.
那么下面问题就是说，那么在这个世界中，有没有比这个人的良心的道德标准更高的？
So the next question is there a standard that is even higher than man's conscience?
有。
There is.
就是圣经里边说神的律法。
And that is what the Bible calls God's law.
我们翻译成律法其实就是法律的意思，因为当时翻译圣经的时候没有法律这个概念。
We translate it as
English is the same, but in Chinese, just make it a little.
Yeah, in Chinese there is a difference in translation, but in English it's.
圣经说
one word, law.
对那个不管了，因为就只有中国中文才知道。那么圣经说神的律法是至高，是那个至高的，至尊的。
So, the Bible says that God's law is the highest, it's supreme and royal.
是圣洁的，永远不改变。
It is holy and it does not change.
如果你把神的律法归纳成简单的两句话。
If you sum up God's law in simple terms.
第一句话就是你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力，但是很复杂哈，就是全心全意的爱神，就这个意思。第一句话。
The first would be that you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind.
那么第二句话就是要爱人如己。
And the second is to love others as yourself.
就是你周围的人，你要爱他像你爱你自己一样。
And so for all of those, you need to love the others as you love yourself.
大家觉得容不容易？
Do you feel that this is easy?
当时神把他的这个至尊的律法给了以色列人。
And at that time, God gave His royal law to the Israelites.
那3500年前以色列人刚刚得到这个律法的时候。
And 3,500 years ago, when the Israelites first received this law,
他们是豪情壮志，我们一定能够遵守。
They confidently asserted that we can definitely obey.
但今天我们去看一看，圣经旧约记载着他们的历史。
But today we look at the Bible, their history recorded in the Bible.
他们一塌糊涂。
They failed miserably.
Yeah, 没有一个以色列人能够完全遵行神至尊的律法。
Not one Israelite could perfectly obey God's law.
所以他们最后一气之下，干脆把神的儿子耶稣给钉死在十字架上。
And so finally, they became so angry that they nailed God's Son Jesus to the cross.
其实圣经把这个神至高的律法给以色列人。
And actually, the Bible says that God gave this royal law to the Israelites.
神的目的是要通过以色列人向全世界人证明。
It's for the purpose to prove to all the world through the Israelites.
没有一个人可以遵行神的律法。
That no one can completely obey God's law.
按照神至高的律法的标准
，according to God's law's standard，
这个地上没有一个好人
，there is no one good on this earth，
连一个也没有
，not even one。
将来有一天神审判我们人的时候
，in the future when God judges man，
神会按照两个标准
，he will use two standards。
对于以色列人
，one towards the Israelites，
他会按照神的律法去审判他们。
He will judge them according to his law.
那他们很惨了哈，对不对？
They're doomed, right?
Yeah, right. 那么另外一面呢，对于我们这些印度人、美国人、中国人呢？
On the other hand, towards us, Americans, Indians, and Chinese,
就会按照人的良心去审判他们。
God will use their conscience to judge them.
你说哦，那没问题，我一辈子都凭着良心做事。
And you say that's no problem. I've always acted according to my conscience.
真是这样的吗？
Is that really so?
最近
recently,
马斯克宣布发明一个能够读人的脑的机器。
Elon Musk announced that he successfully invented a mind reading machine.
对，这个马斯克不是马克思，是马斯克。
This is not Marx, but Musk.
Right. 他说原来我们人和机器人或者和电脑对话都是要用键盘输入或者说语音嘛。
Since now that we to communicate with a machine, we need to either speak out words or type out words.
现在通过这个机器不需要了，你只要你想的那个机器人或者电脑就知道你想什么。
But now we don't need to do that. We're going directly through your thoughts, so you can communicate with the machine or with man.
大家是不是知道这个？人可以用意志去告诉机器人该做什么事？大家看新闻就知道，最近的。
Do you know this? That now we can use our thoughts to communicate with the machine. If you look at the current news, you can see.
大家觉得好不好？
Do you feel this is a good thing?
我们原来以为是科幻，现在已经开始真实。我想再过一段时间更好了。
We used to think this was science fiction, but now it's reality.
请问大家，你们愿不愿意把你们现在心里边想的东西都用电视荧光屏显出来，电视机可以计算机可以知道你在心里在想什么
？Let me ask you this: Would you be willing to have all of your thoughts displayed on a TV monitor?
Computer
screen.
对，我在这儿讲到，你们每个人都在我的这上面有一个。就知道你现在心是在听我讲吗？还是魂游向外，对不对？
So as I'm speaking now, then I can see what your thoughts, whether you're actually listening to me or your thoughts have wandered.
将来警察判案的时候，不用警察去寻找那个罪证了。
In the future, when the police prosecute others,
yeah,
they don't need to
find evidence
anymore.
因为只要电脑对着你，马上就知道你心里知道你干没干坏事，对不对？
As long as we can use this machine, they will know because in your heart you know whether or not you've committed a crime.
圣经说神是鉴察人心的。
The Bible says that God evaluates man's heart.
也就是说，将来有一天神知道我们每个人心里边想的，我们自己偷偷摸摸做的事情，都在他面前清清楚楚。
In other words, this is to say that God knows all of our thoughts in our hearts that we keep in secret. It's all going to be revealed.
所以圣经提前警告我们。
And so the Bible forewarns us.
凡有血气的，没有一个人在神面前可以称义。
All those who are
是个好人。
All those who have flesh are not justified before God. There is no good person.
所以也就是说，在神的面前都是罪人。
It's to say that all of us are sinners before God.
罪的结局就是我们每个人都要死。
And the final outcome is that we will all die.
所以什么修炼成佛呀、共产主义社会呀，那些都是忽悠你们的。
So what is what of this cultivating into a Buddha or a communist paradise? This is all deceptions.
无非是当政者想要掌权或者想要骗你的钱所讲的一些东西而已。
These are things that they say to deceive you and to take your money.
人必有一死。
Man must die.
我们每个人都知道这是铁的事实。
We all know this is an ironclad fact.
你知道香港有个非常富有的一个做地产的叫李兆基。
There is a real estate tycoon in Hong Kong. His name is Lee Saltzke.
Yes. 他说他愿意用自己九成的身价，就是1000亿港元，去换30年的青春。
He said that he is willing to trade 90% of his wealth, about $100 billion, for 30 years of youth.
Right. 所以年轻人，你知道青春是无价的，他买不掉，买不了的。
So you know the young people that youth is.
他就算买了这30年青春，他还是要死。
Even if he traded traded for the youth, he would still die eventually.
Right, 30 years later. 你知道乔布斯啊，苹果的那个教父。
You know Steve Jobs, Apple founder.
他在病床上快死的时候。
On his sick bed when he was about to die.
他说其实没有人想要死。
He says no one really wants to die.
结果他还是死了，对不对？
But they still die.
所以在神的律法、人的良心面前。
So before God's law, man's conscience.
Right. 人没有别的路，只有死路一条。
There's no other way. There's no other path but the path to death.
所以刚才圣经告诉我们。
So the Bible told us.
没有明白的。
There's none who understands.
没有寻求神的。
There's none who looks after God, seeks after God.
都是偏离正路。
All have turned aside.
一同变为无用。
And together they have become useless.
人没有别的路。
Man has no other path.
那么也许我们心里就在想，难道真的没有路了吗？没有正，那条正路是什么呢？
And maybe we're thinking in our hearts, is there really no other path? What is the right path?
那么我们寻求神又有什么用呢？
And to seek after God, what is the use of that?
好，我们再看两处，再看两三节的圣经哈。
And let's look at another passage of scripture.
就是刚才我们念的第罗马书第三章。
Is Romans chapter 3.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
我们晓得律法上的话。都是对律法以下之人说的，好塞住个人的口，叫普世的人都伏在神审判之下。
Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be closed and all the world may become accountable to God.
所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
Because by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight.For through the law comes the knowledge of sin.
刚才这两节圣经十九二十节，我们都其实刚刚讲过了。
As we actually talked about these two verses 19 and 20 before.
我们来看二十一节。
Let's look at verse 21.
但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来。
But now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested.
有律法和先知为证。
Being witnessed by the law and the prophets.
啊，这些是圣经啊，有非常丰富的内容。
This portion of the Bible has a very rich
meaning. 对，就神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有先知，有律法和先知为证。
That apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, witnessed by the law and the prophets.
因为比较丰富，所以解释起来可能有点复杂哈。
Because it's a very rich explaining it is a little bit more complicated.
大概有四个方面。
There are four aspects.
首先
First.
第一点，这个神的义是什么？
First point, what is the righteousness of God?
很简单，就是耶稣基督。
Very simply, it is Jesus Christ.
那么既然是神的义，和我们刚才所讲的律法的义、良心的义有什么不同？应该是一样，应该没有矛盾。
So, the righteousness of God and the righteousness of the law and the righteousness of conscience
有没有矛盾？
Are there any contradiction?
对，我们知道这边呢，在这个 是人的良心，人的良心人的良心事实上是神的律法。
We know on this side there is man's conscience, and above that is God's law.
那么，如果你去按照人的良心去做，按照神的律法去做，你会得到一个义啊，因为你的行为导致一个义嘛，一个好嘛。
So if you act according to your conscience and then God's laws, then you will become righteous.
Righteous is good. Right? Yeah. 这些都是从神来的。
And this is all from God.
那么这边呢，突然出来一个神的义，它就是耶稣基督。
On this side, all of a sudden it appears God's righteousness, which is Jesus Christ.
也是来自于神。那么这两个有矛盾没有？
And this is also from God. So do these two things contradict?
因为他说神的义在律法以外显明出来了。
Because it says that apart from the law, the righteousness
2000年前神的义耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上。
2000 years ago, God's righteousness, Jesus Christ, became flesh.
生活了33年半的时间。
And lived on earth for 33 and a half years.
圣经说他是生在律法以下。
The Bible says that he lived under the law.
所以他和我们也有血肉之体。
So he was like us, he had flesh and blood.
对，然后呢，他也经历了我们人所经历的所有的那个酸甜苦辣，人生的。
And so he also experienced all of life's ups and downs like us.
但圣经说，耶稣基督和我们不同。
But the Bible says that Jesus is different from us.
因为他没有犯一点点的罪。
Because he did not commit any sin.
所以按照人的良心或者神的这个至尊的律法，他是个义人。
So whether according to man's conscience or God's royal law, he is a righteous person.
在这边他是个义人，那在这边他本来就是神的义，当然他是义人了。
So on this side, he is a righteous one, and then on the other side, because he is a righteousness of God, he is righteous.
所以我们看到这两点，这个义就是神的义，就是耶稣基督，然后呢，他的义和律法的义是不矛盾的。
And so the two points is,that Jesus is the righteousness of God and that the righteousness of God's law and his righteousness do not contradict it.
但是为什么说神的义在律法以外显明出来呢？
But then why does it say that God's righteousness is manifested apart from the law?
因为我们的主在地上的时候最后的时间里面，
Because when Jesus was on the earth during his last days,
他做了两件事。
He did two things.
他背负全人类的罪，被钉死在十字架上。
He bore all of man's sin and was crucified on the cross.
然后三天以后又复活了。
And then 3 days later, he resurrected from the dead.
所以这边主耶稣做了一件事，他死了，然后他也复活了，两件事。
And so Jesus died and he resurrected, two things.
你知道他的死是什么意思吗？
Do you know what his death means?
他的死就是代表他是背负全人类的罪嘛，就代表人也死了。
His death, because he bore all of man's kind sin on him, means that man died.
也就是说，那个我们所说的良心也好，神至尊的律法也好，对于一个死人来说就没有用了。
And we can say that man's conscience is good, God's royal law is good, but to a dead man, they are useless.
因为这边都是死路一条。
Because on this side, this is just the path to death.
现在主耶稣三天以后复活了。
On this side, Jesus resurrected after 3 days.
你知道他的复活就说明有一条新的路开始了。
You know that his resurrection means that there is a new living way that opens.
这条路就是圣经说的正路。
And this path is what the Bible calls the right path.
如果你沿着这条路，你可以找到神的义，就这个意思。
If you follow this path, then you will find God's righteousness.
这就是为什么圣经说是在律法以外，这条死路以外，又一条神的义显明出来，是在新的路。
And that is why the Bible says that it is apart from the law, this side which leads to death.
然后第四点。
The fourth point.
神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证。
That the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, being witnessed by the law and the prophets.
什么叫做以律法 有律法和先知为证？
What does it mean that the laws and the prophets witness?
你知道人间的所有的救人之道或者渡人之道，
You know that amongst men, the so-called way to
save people,
way to nirvana.
Yeah, 不管什么宗教信仰也好, 什么主义也好,
no matter what religion or ism or practice.
在这些东西出来之前, 没有任何预兆, 没有任何人知道的。
Before they appear, there is no warning. No one knows that they're coming.
好像突然蹦出来一下,
so they appear suddenly.
Right. 就像那个有的人有一个创始人说他是在这个树底下他自称的树底下坐了七天七夜。
So like some founders, they will self-declare that they sat under a tree for 7 days and 7 nights.
我们都知道这是谁，对不对？还有一个创始人。
We know who this is, right? And another founder.
在山洞里边一直祷告，突然天使开启了他。
He spent a lot of time in a cave praying, and all of a sudden the heavens opened for him.
这都是地上最重要的两个宗教的那个宣称呢。
These are the two most important religions on earth.
但是我们耶稣完全不同。
But our Jesus is completely different.
我们的主耶稣在他道成肉身之前几千年、几百年就已经预言了。
Before Jesus became incarnate, several hundred and several thousand years before, there are already prophecies about him.
我们知道旧约圣经是在主耶稣来之前写的。
We know that the Bible's Old Testament was written before Jesus came.
旧约圣经除了历史以外，还有律法，还有先知书。
Besides history, the Old Testament also has the law and the book of the prophets.
这个律法就详细记载了以色列人怎么样来到神的面前献祭。
The law describes how the Israelites should come before God to give sacrifice.
什么样的场合做这样的事。
And where they can do such things.
所有这些你仔细看都是指着1400年以后的耶稣讲的。
And if you look carefully at these things, they all describe the 1400 years later, Jesus is appeared.
这是律法，然后先知书呢？
This is the law.
先知书是在主来之前1000年或者400年，就这段时间写了很多先知书。
The prophets are all written either between 1,000 and 400 years before Christ.
然后他们都反反复复地告诉人，这位将要来的救主是什么样一位救主。
And they repeatedly prophesied what kind of savior it will be coming.
他的生、他的死、他的复活都记载下来。
His birth, his life, his death, his resurrection were all recorded.
所以会不会感到很惊奇？
And so do you think this is very surprising?
而且还有更惊奇的。
Even more surprising.
然后我们都知道犹太人跟我们一样，他只读旧约而已。 他整天都在现在出名绝顶的犹太人，整天都在读旧约圣经。
We know that these very intelligent Jews are like us studying the Old Testament. They study the Old Testament every day.
因为他们相信这个书中有永生，有那个救主要来。
Because they believe that in this book there is life, that there's a Savior coming.
但是他们却不信耶稣基督。
But they do not believe in Jesus Christ.
就连这件事情在主耶稣来之前就已经被预言了。
And even this thing was also prophesied before Jesus came.
所以大家会不会很惊奇啊？
And so are you surprised?
如果你要不惊奇，我就要为你惊，对你惊奇了，对不对？
Huh?
I'm going to surprise that you're not surprised.
If you're not surprised, I will surprise you.
因为这么大的明显的事情，你难道不会觉得很惊奇吗？
Such a big thing, you don't feel surprised?
神的义已经在律法以外显明出来，有先知，有那个律法和先知为证。
God's righteousness has already been revealed apart from the law, is evidenced by the law and the prophets.
新泽西有一家非法移民。
There was a legal immigrant in New Jersey.
被邀请去参加那个教会的聚会。
He was invited to attend a church meeting.
他们全家。
The whole family was invited.
牧师在台上就对他们说。
The pastor on the stand said to them,
欢迎你们来到这个国家。
We welcome you to this country.
你们自由了。
You guys are free.
但是你们要来信耶稣。
But you have to believe in Jesus.
然后这家的这个男的就站起来。
And so the husband in the family stood up.
然后抱着他的一个婴孩。
And he carried an infant.
他说我的女儿病了，但是没有钱治病。
He said that my daughter is sick, but we don't have any money to seek treatment.
牧师就说神知道你们的需要。The
pastor said God knows your needs.
然后这个男的就把他的女儿举起来，对着，因为他们一般教堂都有十字架，就对着那个十字架。And
so this father took his daughter and raised his daughter towards this cross, because a lot of churches had this cross hanging behind.
Right. 他就说神啊。 你高高在上，你知道我的痛苦吗？
So he said, God, you're so high and lofty. Do you really know my suffering?
整个教堂鸦雀无声。
The entire church was silent.
过了一会儿，有个男的才说了一句话，勇敢的说了一句话。
Afterwards, a man bravely said something.
他说这个男的说的是对的。
He said, this father, what he says is correct.
教堂里边就响起这个掌声来。
And the entire church started to applaud.
神真的不知道我们的痛苦吗？
Does God really not know our suffering?
你知道爱因斯坦这么一个聪明的人，他说过一句话。
You know Einstein, such an intelligent person, he said this once.
他说可能上帝把人造好以后，把宇宙万物造好以后。
He said that God, probably after he created the universe and man.
他就走了。
He left.
他不在乎人的生老病死。
He doesn't care about man's life, aging, sickness or death.
请问真的是这样的吗？
Can I ask, is it truly like this?
神的儿子耶稣基督啊，两千年前道成肉身来到地上。
God's son, Jesus, 2,000 years ago, became incarnate and came to earth.
亲自的经历了我们人的一切的苦难，一切的试探。
And personally experienced all of man's suffering.
痛苦和死亡，他都经历了。
Suffering and difficulty and death.
你知道吗？今天我们最大的问题是什么？
Do you know what our greatest problem today is?
不是这个痛苦，这个死亡本身。不光是啊
，It's not suffering and death itself. Not only this,
而是因为我们不明白。
It's because we don't understand
那个解脱之道。
解脱
就是那个 how to get rid of this.
We don't know how to get rid of this.
Right, to get this suffering or death.
To get rid of suffering and death.
两千年前神的义就已经显明出来了。
2,000 years ago, God's righteousness already appeared.
可是人不知道。
But man did not know.
也不明白。
And did not understand.
好了，那我们如何去明白，如何去知道呢？
So then how can we know and how can we understand?
我们再来看一处的圣经。
Let's look at another passage in the Bible.
就是刚才读的圣经的下面。
It's just after what we read before.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
就是神的义，因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe, for there is no distinction.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
如今却蒙神的恩典，因耶稣基督的救赎，就白白的称义。
Being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
这段的圣经可以帮助我们去明白，去得着神的这个义。
This portion of the Bible can help us to understand and to obtain God's righteousness.
是两个点，两个方面。
There's two aspects.
第一
，First，
这段圣经说，神的义要加给一切相信耶稣基督的人。
It says that the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe.
并没有分别。
There's no distinction.
也就是说，无论你今天是什么人。
In other words, it means no matter what kind of person you are,
你是富贵的好，你是贫穷的好。
Whether you are a nobleman or poor,
或者你是善良的好，或者你是十恶不赦的人。
Whether you are good or extremely wicked.
二十年前，台湾有一个强奸杀人犯。
20 years ago, there was in Taiwan a rapist and murderer.
Right, 我想从台湾来的人都知道，他的名字叫陈静心。
I think those from Taiwan probably know his name. His name was Jing Xing Chen.
Right.他，你知道他被判了五个死刑。
You know that he was sentenced to 5 death sentences.
当然被枪毙了。
And he was killed by firing squad.
那这是罪有应得的。
And he got what he deserved.
但这件事情对我印象非常深。
But this event had a very big impact on me.
因为当时我们中间，那个时候我还在上学。
At that time, I was still in school.
对，那个我们中间有很多福音朋友，因着他就不再信，不想信耶稣了。
There are many gospel friends amongst us, but because of this man, they refuse to believe in Jesus.
原来啊，有一个好事的传道人。
It turns out there was this busybody preacher.
Yeah, you can suppose, yeah, 就是一个很有那个 desire 的传道人，跑到监狱去跟他传福音。
It was this preacher who went to the prison to preach the gospel to him.
结果那个这个人啊，就信耶稣了。
And it turns out this man actually believed in Jesus.
你知道，如果你根据圣经，你就知道那个结果是什么。
And if you believe the Bible, you know what the result is.
他的罪啊，他就成了，他就得到了耶稣基督得到了神的义。
Because he believed in Jesus, he obtained God's righteousness.
也就是说将来有一天他虽然被枪毙了，但是他将来有一天要面见这个终极审判者上帝的时候，
That's to say that even though now he was killed via firing squad, when he meets God the judge,
right, the final judge,
God and the final judgment.
Oh yeah, final judgment, yeah. 他是没有罪的，他是个好人。
He will be considered someone without sin as a good person.
是不是不可思议？对不对？对人来说
，This is inconceivable to us as men.
所以当时我们中间的这些个福音朋友听了，真是非常愤怒。
And so, when the gospel friends heard this, they were very enraged.
他们根本不愿意听我们在讲福音。
And they would no longer listen to the gospel that we preached.
你知道那个时候我们很着急，因为我们中间在学校里边很多福音朋友，所以我们就拼命的去帮神解释这件事。
And at that time, we felt very anxious, and so we kept trying to help God explain.
我们告诉这些福音朋友说，我们说你们知道吗？在神的面前，人人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And so we told them that in front of God, from God's viewpoint, we're all sinners, all fallen short.
你和那个陈金星一样的都是罪人。
You and Jing Xing Chen are alike. You are all sinners.
你觉得我们这个解释有用吗？
Do you think our explanation had
any good? 更气了，对不对？
They were even more furious.
我当时还那个情形历历在目哈，越解释越描越黑了。
I remember quite clearly that as we explained even more, we went further into darkness.
你让我们下面说，我们说其实在好人比坏人更难信耶稣。
And so we say that a good person has a harder time believing in Jesus than a bad person.
因为好人都要靠自己的好行为。
Because a good person wants to rely on their good deeds.
就拒绝神的义啊。
And so they refuse God's righteousness.
我们跟他们说，我说你知道当年主耶稣在地上行走的时候。
And we told them that you know that that time when Jesus was walking on the earth.
那信耶稣的都是什么妓女啊，那个税吏那些很明显的坏人。
He said those who believed in him were the tax collectors and the prostitutes.
反而是那些个外表虔诚的犹太教徒啊，都是非常好的人。
And those who were outwardly very good Jews, Judaism believers.
结果他们是杀死定把耶稣钉死十字架的罪魁祸首。
They were the chief culprits who nailed Jesus to the cross.
你知道我们这么越解释，那些人更不愿意听了，对不对？
You know, as we explain more, those gospel friends refused to listen even more.
可是神的话说，神的义要加给一切相信耶稣基督的人，并没有分辨。
But the Bible says that the righteousness of God is for all those who believe. There is no distinction.
第二点，我们相信耶稣基督就白白的称义。
Once you believe in Jesus, you are freely justified.
你知道白白的称义是什么意思？就是你不用付任何代价。
So what does it mean to be freely justified? It means you don't have to pay any price.
跟你的行为、我的行为根本就没有关系。
Has nothing to do with your deeds or my deeds.
完全是神的恩典。
It's completely by God's grace.
我们有时候我们连信主的人都不知道一件事，你知道白白称义代表是什么意思吗？背后。
But even as Christians, sometimes we don't understand what does it mean to have been freely justified.
白白称义就是一次得救，永远得救。
It means to be freely justified means that once saved, you are forever saved.
因为我们相信耶稣以后，我们称不称义啊，或者是不是个好人，完全是取决于耶稣基督的救赎，他的行为。
Because once we are saved, whether we do good works or not, it's completely by the redemption of Jesus Christ.
跟你的行为，无论是过去的、现在的、将来行为没有关系。
It's nothing to do with our deeds in the past, present, or future.
所以相信就够了。
So, to believe is enough.
那么如何相信？
So then, how do you believe?
其实非常非常简单。
It's actually very simple.
神让我们能够来到他们相信他，非常非常简单。
God wants us to come before Him, and it's very simple.
只要你来到神的面前说，神啊，我真的想要相信耶稣基督。
As long as you come before God and tell Him that, God, I really want to believe in the Lord Jesus.
我真心的想要认识他。
And I honestly want to know Him.
就这么简单就够了。
It's very simple, and this is enough.
你知道接下来的事就不是你的事，是神的事了。
What follows is not your business, but God's business.
神按照他的时候开启你的心。
And God, according to His timing, will open your heart.
你就真的信了。
And then you will really believe.
当我们信耶稣以后。
And after we believe in Jesus.
有三件事情会发生在我们身上。
There are three things that will happen to us.
第一，我们死了。
First, we die. We are dead.
主耶稣基督2000年前钉死在十字架上为我们的罪。
2000 years ago, Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
因为你信他，今天就成就在你的身上，也就是说，他死了，你就死了。
And because you believe today, it is manifest on you to say that because he died, you died.
然后你的罪也就跟着死了。
And your sin followed after suit and died.
神就不再审判你了。
And God will no longer judge you.
所以第一，你死了。
First, you died.
第二，你活了。
Second, you are alive.
当神把耶稣基督的那个复活的生命就放在你的心里面。
And because God has put that resurrection life into you.
这个生命是因为从死里复活的，所以它是永远的生命。
This life, because it's a resurrection life from the dead, is an eternal life.
所以你有永生。
So you have eternal life.
第二，你活了。
Second, you are alive.
第三，你变了。
Third, you've been changed.
我们从前都是活在我们的自己的里面。
Previously, we were all living in ourselves.
我们都是想要办法靠着自己去做好事。
We want to rely on ourselves to do good things.
现在呢，基督在我们的里面。
Now, Christ is in us.
所以活出来的就是基督。
So what we live out is Christ.
所以这个时候人，外面的人看见我们。
So when others see us on the outside,
就看见了耶稣基督的那个救赎在我们身上。
They see the redemption of Jesus on us.
看见能够信通往信神的那条正路在哪里。
They can see that the right path to believe in God.
最后跟大家讲一个故事。
And so I want to tell you a story.
几年前有一个男孩子从成都去南非开普敦去留学。
So a few years ago, there was a boy from Chengdu who went to South African University of Cape Town to study.
Right. 这个男孩子他很喜欢开赛车，喜欢飙车。
So this boy, he really liked to drive fast cars and race cars.
Right. 你知道最近我们看到一些中国留学生在加拿大温哥华和多伦多的支持政府的游行，你们知道吗这件事吗？
Recently, you can see many of these Chinese students.In Canada, driving these light cars.
他们开的都是豪车，我们都可能没见过什么法拉利啊，什么玛莎拉蒂啊。他们开着亲眼似的开着这个最豪华的车去在那个地方游行支持中国政府啊。大陆来人知道这件事，对不对？就是为了香港反香港支持大陆政府。
So these students like to drive these luxury cars like a Ferrari or like the Maserati cars that we don't even see, and they will drive these to support the Chinese government versus
against
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong, right.
Yeah.
那么这个故事中这个男孩子呢，他也是开赛车，你知道什么意思吗？他们家非常有钱。
And so the boy in this story also drove a race car, and you know what that means? It's just a symbol of his wealth at home.
有一天的深夜他带着两个白人的女孩子，同学女孩子。
So there was one late night, he brought two of his white female classmates.
Right, 就在南非的高速公路上飞开。
He was driving very fast on the highway in South Africa.
结果在要下高速公路的地方，因为车速太快，就冲出公路了。
And because he was going too fast, he lost control and the car rushed down the road.
其中一个女孩子当场死亡。
And one of the girls died on the spot.
这个男孩子和另外一个女孩子摔成重伤。
So this boy and the other girl were very seriously injured.
这个第二天早晨，他的父母亲还在成都，就接到一个电话。
And so the next morning, his parents who were still in Chengdu received a phone call.
是他儿子的声音非常微弱。
It was their son's voice and was very weak.
他说：“妈妈，我出车祸了，我要死了。
”Said mom, I was in a car accident, I'm going to die.
你们快点来。救我回，我想要回家。
He come quickly and save me. I want to go home.
电话就断了。
And then the line was cut off.
你知道父母亲最怕接的就是这种电话。
You know that a parent's worst fear is this kind of phone call.
对。然后那个父母亲赶快打电话回去找他的朋友，问究竟是怎么回事。
And so his parents quickly called their friends to ask what was going on.
然后知道说法院已经这个孩子男孩子躺在床上那个重伤，法院已经起诉他过失杀人罪。
And so they found out that the courts, even while he was still in the hospital bed, had already charged him with manslaughter.
所以你想象心急如焚的父母亲赶快要办签证，八天以后就到了南非开普敦。
And so you can imagine these parents are very anxious, and had to get the paperwork together. And 8 days later, they left Chengdu for Cape Town.
到了以后，他的儿子还有另外一个女孩子已经做完手术，没有生命危险。
And by the time they got there, their son and the other girl had already had surgery and were no longer in a life-threatening condition.
所以男孩子的父母亲就要想要去见见这个死者的父母。
And so the boy's parents want to go visit the parents of the deceased girl.
一直到前一天晚上，他们 恐惧的，都睡不着觉的。
And you know that the night before that they were so anxious they couldn't sleep at all.
你想他们，因为他们从中国大陆来的，知道这样的事情，如果是你孩子的责任弄死人了，你家又很有钱，那结局是什么你都能想得到。
And they know that because and if you're from China, you know this as well, that if you come from, if you have the situation, you come from a wealthy family, you can guess the result.
而且这个女孩死的这个女孩子长得真的非常漂亮，我看了网上看了她的照片。
And this girl who had died was actually quite beautiful. I saw her picture online.
Right. 她是她父母亲唯一的女儿，掌上明珠。
And so she was their parents' only daughter.
Yeah. She's a precious girl.
Very precious.
就像你在你们家，也许你们三个不知道谁是。
因
为掌上明珠只能有一个。
Just like you, but I don't know, because three of you, so I don't know who's more precious.
Right, 所以你知道，真的，你知道他自己的这样的女儿死了，所以当时这个父母亲第二天早晨一早就去见这个死者的父母。
And so they know that this daughter was very precious to them, so early in the morning they went to visit her parents.
所以他们一进门的时候就拼命地说对不起，对不起，跟他们鞠躬。
And so as soon as they entered the door, they kept saying, apologizing to them, and bowing.
然后这个女孩，这死者的母亲站起来去抱住那个男孩子的母亲。
And so the mother of the deceased girl stood up and went and hugged the boy's mother.
就告诉他说这是个意外事故。
And told her that this was an accident.
啊，我们唯一的愿望就是希望那个男孩子和另外一个女孩子早日康复。
Our only hope is that the boy and the other girl recover quickly.
你知道那个父母，这个男孩的父母亲听到嚎啕大哭，哭了整整十几分钟在那儿。
You know that once the boy's parents heard this, that they started wailing and crying for like 10 minutes.
那个陪同他们去的那个翻译。
And the translator who went with them.
是那个当地的一个华人牧师。
Was a local pastor.
那就对他们父母亲讲。
And turned and said to the parents.
他说啊，这位父母亲，这位死者的父母亲是基督徒。
He says that the deceased girl's parents were Christians.
他们内心深处相信这个女儿死只是暂时离开他们。
They truly believe that their daughter only left them temporarily.
他们完全原谅那个男孩子的过失。
They completely forgiven the boy.
而且他们还跑到法院去。
And not only that, they also went to the court.
坚决要求法院撤销对这个男孩子的诉讼。
And insisted that the court drop the charges against the boy.
因为他们是死者的家庭，法院就真的就听他们，就把所有对这个男孩子的起诉全部 drop 了，全部取消撤销了。
And because it was coming from the victim's family, the court listened to them and dropped the charges.
你知道父母亲听到这个男孩的父母亲听到，震惊的说不出话来。
You know that when the boy's parents heard this, that they were speechless.
他们说基督徒究竟是什么呀
？They said, "What is a Christian?"
和他们所熟悉的那些人事物啊，那些好人好事完全是不同的。
It is completely different from the people and even the good people that they interact with.
因为他们在中国的时候从来没有听说过耶稣基督。
Because in China they had never heard of Jesus Christ.
自从他们到了南非以后，当地的教会的弟兄姊妹完全是毫无怨言去服侍他们，为他们进食祷告。
It wasn't until they went to Cape Town in South Africa that they knew that the local church there had been praying for them.
Right.
And helping them and fasting for them.
Right.然后呢你知道这对男孩的父母亲哈、啊、当时见到这个牧师的时候应该介绍是牧师他们以为是律师他们都不知道牧师和律师有什么区别。
And you know that the boy's parents when they first met this pastor, they actually thought that this pastor was a lawyer. They didn't know the difference.
所以接下来的一个星期天
And so that following Sunday,
他们全家被邀请去参就是父母、啊、夫妻还带着个亲戚啊去参加教会的星期天的聚会。
And they were invitedwith the relatives to go to the church.
那个弟兄姊妹在正在唱一首歌。
The brothers and sisters happened to be singing a song, a hymn.
诗歌的歌词是这样的。
And the hymn's lyrics were like this.
最深最美的祝福是能够认识耶稣。
The most beautiful blessing in this life is to know Jesus Christ.
最深最美的祝福是能够信靠主耶稣。
The most beautiful blessing in this life is to trust in the Lord Jesus.
这男孩的父母听到这首歌词的时候不知道为什么又眼泪直往下流。
When the boy's parents heard this, they didn't know why, but they kept crying.
Right. 和当天晚上，这个母亲在睡梦中就在学这首歌，她在梦中她开始学唱这首歌，听过一遍嘛。
And that night, the boy's mother learned that song in her dreams. She had only heard it once.
然后早晨一第二天早上一起来就给他们的家人唱这首歌唱起来了。
And in the morning after getting up, she sang this song to her family.
他们家里人都不相信，不敢相信，你怎么会唱呢？
And the family didn't want to believe. They said, "How could you know the song?"
所以他们全家决志信主了，信耶稣了。
And it turns out that the entire family, became believers. They believed in Jesus.
后来两个月以后，他们带着自己的儿子和另外一个女孩子回到中国去继续治疗。
And then 2 months later, they brought their son and the other injured girl to China to continue treatment.
他们到了中国以后，把他们在南非的经历分享给所有他们知道的那个亲戚朋友，还有包括治疗他们的医生听。
And when they returned to China, they told of their experience to their relatives and friends, and even the treating doctors.
很多人都因为他们的见证信耶稣。
Many people, because of their testimony, believed in Jesus.
所以基督徒在这个地上不是我们传统观念上的好人。
So Christians on this earth are not what we can define as good people, good person.
Normal values.我们基督徒在地上是神的耶稣基督的见证人。
So Christians on earth are a testimony of Jesus.
我们在地上的目的是要把人引向耶稣，认识这位救赎主耶稣基督。
The purpose of us Christians on earth is to bring people to the Lord Jesus.
能够认识神的那个义。
So that they can know God's righteousness.
所以当今天你听了这些见证以后。
And so today after you hear these testimonies,
你愿意来认识我们的主耶稣基督吗？
Are you willing to know our Lord Jesus?
好吧，我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
在祷告之前，我想问一下我们在座的福音朋友。
Before we pray, I would like to ask the gospel friends sitting amongst us.
对，如果你还没有信耶稣的话。
If you still have not believed in the Lord Jesus.
你今天愿意相信耶稣吗？
Are you willing to today believe in the Lord Jesus?
愿意接受他成为你的救主吗？
Are you willing to accept him as your savior?
如果你要愿意，我们想为你祷告。
If you are willing, we'd like to pray for you.
好，如果你愿意，你表示，请你举一下手，表示你愿意，我们会为你祷告。
If you are willing, could you...Show us by raising your hand, and we will pray for you.
就像那些在南非那些弟兄姊妹为着这家人祷告一样。
Just like the brothers and sisters in South Africa who prayed for that family.
有没有这样的？
Is there anyone amongst you?
好吧，我们低头祷告。
Okay, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
父啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Father, we give you praise and thanks.
为着你在我们每一个信你的人身上所做的救赎。
For the salvation that you've accomplished in each one of us who believe.
今天我们来到你的面前，我们可以称义。
Today we come before you that we can be justified.
在你的面前能够成为一个好人。
And before you we are counted as good.
完全是因为你的恩典。
It's all by your grace.
因着耶稣基督的救赎。
By the redemption of the Lord Jesus Christ.
使我们可以白白的称义。
So that we can be freely be justified.
我们巴不得这个恩典。
By this grace,
这个救赎
this redemption,
能够临到我们中间在座每一个人
We want this to be given to each one of us who sits here
尤其是那些还没有认识你的
Especially for those who do not know you yet
哦，主啊，你知道他们现在的光景
Lord, you know their current situation
求你保守他们
Would you keep them?
主啊，在他们的生活中带领他们
And that you would lead them in their life
你也亲自开启他们
And that you would personally lead them
当他们愿意向你祷告的时候
and so that when they pray,
哦主啊，你就向他显现
that you would reveal yourself to them,
你就叫他来唱这首诗歌
and that they would be able to sing this song.
我们一生最好的祝福就是认识我们的主耶稣
The greatest blessing in this life is to know our Lord Jesus.
就是得着我们的主耶稣
To gain our Lord Jesus.
哦主啊，愿你做成这样的工作
And Lord, would you do this work?
主，你既然把这些福音朋友带到我们的中间来
You've brought all these gospel friends amongst us.
父啊，就求你救他们
Father, we ask you to save them,
就像你救我们一样
just like you saved us.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名
We pray this in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.